Today's sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. We begin the Mishnah about a third of the way down, and we get back to discussing the halachos of the Seder night. The Mishnah begins, Mazgulo Kos Rishon. They go and pour for the person, they dilute technically. Mazgu technically means the dilution. Their wines, again, we mentioned many times, were raw wines. They're very, very concentrated, and they needed to be diluted, usually with three portions of water for each portion of wine. So they would take the revius of wine, and they would add three portions of water to it to make up the shear of a revius lug of wine. So they would do this for him. Now, this is, again, the source of a beautiful custom that many people have, that at the Seder, everybody's supposed to be like royalty, and therefore somebody does it for you. So somebody fills up your cup of wine. So mazgulo kos rishon. Family members go fill up for the Baal HaSeder, the one who's running the Seder, for the wife, and people even fill up for each other. Some have the custom. In other words, everybody should be demonstrating that they're royalty, and somebody goes and serves them because it's a night of cheres. So mazgulo kos rishon. They fill up for the person. They loot for the person, the wine for the first cup, and then we have the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to what is the order of the Kiddush, which bracha comes first. There's two basic brachos in the Kiddush that we make this year. Of course, it's going to be Yaknahaz. We're going to have additional brachos, but the main two brachos of the Kiddush is the bracha of the Bar Priyagofen and the bracha on Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim. Sometimes, of course, if it's on Shabbos, the Kaddish HaShabbos Yisroel V'Hazmanim, we always say Shechianu. The Shechianu comes afterwards. That there's no dispute about. And this year, of course, we're going to have the Ner and the Havdalah as well as part of the Kiddush. We had the discussion earlier in the Masechta as to the proper order. And again, we paskin halach l'maisa. It's Yaknahaz. Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and Zman. But here, in our Mishnah, we're just discussing the Bar Priyagofen and Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Now, that is called the Brach on the Yom. And, of course, the Brach on the Yayin is the Bar Priyagofen. So we have a big machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what the order is. We don't paskin, of course, like Beis Shammai, but Beis Shammai Omrim, they say, and we always put Beis Shammai's opinion first, Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevarech al Yom, first you make Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim, and then only afterwards, Yachakach Mevarech al Yayin, you make the Bar Priyagofen. And of course, the way we paskin, like Beis Hillel Omrim, no, first you make the Bar Priyagofen, Mevarech al Yayin, and only afterwards, you make the Bracha of Yachakach Mevarech al Yom, you make Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim Bracha. Bar starts off and says, Tana Rabban, and we learned in the Braisa that there are many different things. This is a Tosefta from Brachos, that there are many different things between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the Suda. We're only discussing over here this question of Bar Priyagofen or Yisroel V'Hazmanim, which one comes first. But there are many other things, so this Braisa starts off and tells us, Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Ubein Beis Hillel Basuda, of those differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Basuda, we're going to discuss the following. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Beis Shammai says, Mevarech al Yom, just like our Mishnah, he made the Kaddish Yisroel V'Hazmanim first, and only afterwards the Bar Priyagofen. Yachakach Mevarech al Yayin. Now, why? Here the Braisa goes more detailed than the Mishnah. The Mishnah just told us the Psak Halacha, and the Braisa explains why does Beis Shammai say you make the Mekadesh Yisroel first and then the Bar Priyagofen, Beis Hillel the exact opposite, and each side will give two reasons for their opinion. So the first reason for Beis Shammai is Mipnei Shehayom Goren Layayim Sheyavo, because it is the day, Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim, that brings us to make a Bar Priyagofen. They didn't necessarily have to have a cup of wine at every meal. So therefore, the only reason you're having the wine is because of the day. So therefore, the day comes first in terms of the bracha. Hayom goreim leyayin shiyavo. That's reason number one. And reason number two, as the Rashbam explains, Tam Acher nosin ledvar, a second reason he's bringing over here, ukvar kidesh hayom, the day is sanctified first in terms of the time. When Tzeisak Kochavim comes, it is now yontif. You haven't davened ma'ariv yet. You haven't come home from shul to sit down and sit at your seder. So therefore, the day is already sanctified before the chiyuv to go make kiddush takes effect on the bari priyagofen on the coast. And therefore, that's the second reason that Mishik Kiblu, the Rashbam says, all of mitzias kochav. As soon as tzias kochav comes, kiddush hayom. That's the time to make this bracha. Mekadesh yisroel v'hazmanim. V'dayin lo bo yayin l'shulchan. The wine hasn't yet come to the table. And therefore, ugeshem shekodim lechnisa kach kodim lebracha. Since the day's holiness comes before the need to take a cup of wine, so therefore that bracha comes first. So the two reasons Beis Shammai says mevarach al yom v'yachakach al yayin. What's Beis Hillel's reasoning? Beis Hillel omrim mevarach al yayin. No, you make the bar priyagofen first. Why? And only afterwards v'yachakach mevarach al yom, because mipnei shayayin goreim lakidush shetiyomer. As the Rashbam explains, Shim ein lo yayin opas. If you don't have wine or bread, then guess what? You don't make kiddush. So ein lo makadish. And therefore, it is the wine or the pas in a normal year, but here, of course, we said everybody has to have dalit kosos, so even the poorest person will have it, so everybody will be able to be mekadesh, hopefully, on wine the rest of the year on a Friday night. So it could be either be mekadesh on the bar piyagof and on the wine first, or make hamosi lechem and aris, and then say mekadesh shabbos the rest of the year. But here, since you have to have the wine in order to say kiddush, so therefore, it makes very good sense that the yayin is gorem, it causes the kiddush to be said. Otherwise, if you don't have wine or pas, then you don't make kiddush. Right? If a person doesn't have either of those things, he doesn't say the kiddush. We pointed out previously that if you weren't able to make the kiddush on Friday nights, and then you make this kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, on Shabbos day. So therefore, the wine is the gorem, therefore the wine should come first. Then he gives us another reason, Dover Acher, more will explain why we need another reason in a moment, but right now he gives us another reason. He says, the famous principle, Birchas Hayayin Tadira, or Birchas Hayom Eino Tadira, and we have the rule, Tadir, Visheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So, normally you have two things, if you're going to do both of them. Again, this principle of Tadir, Sheino Tadir, only applies if you're doing both items. I mentioned many times that, for example, when you have a Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Shkolim, like we had this year, so you don't do both haftorahs, so then we don't say Tadir, Sheino Tadir. Then we say that you do the Shkolim, it trumps the normal haftorah that we would say for Rosh Chodesh. So we only apply this principle, Tadir, Sheino Tadir, when you're going to do both. So then, which one will come first? So here, you're going to make the Bar Piyag Ofen, and you're going to make the Kiddush on the Yom. So we have these two opportunities. So Birchas Hayayin is Tadir, Tadira. You say it all the time. It comes once a year that you're making the Mekadesh Ovi Yasmanim on Pesach. And therefore, the rule is, when you're going to make both brachos, the more frequent one is the one that you say first. Tadir, Visheino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. And the Brisa concludes, how do we paskin? And we'll see in a moment why you have to tell us this. Is it an obvious? Where says, V'hilchazok, Yidiri Beisel, we paskin like Beisel. So we have two questions here that the Gemara is going to ask on this Brisa. Why did you have to give me a second reason for Beisel? My dover acher. What was wrong with the first reason? Sounded pretty good. The yayin is gorem esayom. So therefore, the wine is the cause of the kiddush. So the wine, barei pirgafen, comes before the Mekadesh Yisrov Yasmanim. So why do you need the second reason of Tadr Vishen Tadr? So Gemara is going to say the chitema, because maybe you're going to say that Beis Shammai gave two reasons and Beis Hillel only gave one reason. Since Beis Shammai gave two, Beis Hillel gave one, maybe we should follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Therefore, we give a second reason for Beis Hillel as well. Tadr Sheino Tadr, Tadr Kodem, in order that we should understand that it's not, well, they have two reasons, they only have one, so therefore let's follow Beis Shammai's opinion. No, they each have two reasons, and therefore we follow our normal rules of paskening like Beis Hillel. Gemara then questions. So we send in this price about Loch Zivre Beis Hillel. Why'd you have to tell me that? Pshita. So we always follow Beis Hillel. The Ha, Norfolk Basco. We had the famous Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel, where we had that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were constantly disputing various halachos, and the voice came out from Shemaim, and it said, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So therefore, this is after the Basco, and therefore, why do you need a brisa to tell me that the halacha is like Beis Hillel? So Gemara gives the following answer. First, it says, Ibaisem Ateretz number one, Kodem Basco. Oh, our Braisa is before the Basco. So it wasn't clear that we follow Beis Hillel. So therefore, the Braisas had to state that Dalach is like Beis Hillel. Very simple Teretz. Or alternatively, Ibaisem Liacha Basco. Or we could say that no, we're dealing with after the Basco. The Gemara and Erevin already took place. And the Basco rang out and said that we always follow Beis Hillel. Dalach is like Beis Hillel. However, we have the famous statement of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, this statement of Rabbi Yeshua is from a famous machlokis regarding the Tanur Achinoi. This was a machlokis whether a certain type of Tanur was Tar or Tome. And there was a famous machlokis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's Tar, and Rabbi Yeshua said that it's Tome. And Rabbi Eliezer brought proofs that were supernatural proofs. He said that the river flowed backwards, that the trees move, that all sorts of miracles happen. The walls of the base medrash should fall down. And even though, ultimately, a basco rang out and said that Rabbi Eliezer is right, Rabbi Yeshua made the famous statement, he said, Lo bashamayim hi. So that's over here, Rabbi Yeshua, he the Omer. He says that ein mashkichin bebasco. We don't follow a basco. And therefore, even though the basco rang out and said, that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, or over here, the basco rang out and said, that halacha is like Beis Hillel. So that's not how we determine halachos. In fact, you determine it based upon the general principle of Achri Rav Lahatos. And Beis Hillel, as Tosus points out, was more numerous than Beis Shammai. And that's why the halacha was paskin like Beis Hillel. Others also say that Beis Hillel was very always giving tremendous cover to Beis Shammai. Their opinion always is given first. And the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is the classical example of machlokas that is l'shem shemaim. They had tremendous respect for each other. And even though, according to some of the opinions, the Beis Shammai would say that the marriages of Beis Hillel were mamzerim, and vice versa, Beis Hillel would say that the marriages of Beis Shammai were mamzerim because of certain halachas that they had, nevertheless, they allowed each other to get married with each other because they had tremendous love and respect for each other. That is the true machlokes that is l'shem shemayim. Tosus points out that how come we have even an opinion and a thought that says that we should follow the Bas Kol by Beis Hillel, but we don't say the same thing, that maybe we should follow the Bas Kol by Rabbi Eliezer. So Tosus points out that the Bas Kol went along with the majority. That's why there's a consideration to say that we should follow the Bas Kol by Beis Hillel. But in regards to Rabbi Eliezer, he was minority opinion, and therefore, even though he had a Bas Kol on his side, Tosus points out that the Bas Kol only came out l'chvodo. He was such a great person that in Shemayim, they didn't want him to be losing, and ultimately he was put into Cherem for this. So therefore, the Bas Kol came out from Shemayim and said that Rabbi Eliezer is a great tzaddik, and Rabbi Eliezer is right, but that wasn't l'halacha. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. Again, they bring in front of him, again, the idea that the person who's running the Seder is, and even all the people that say that somebody should serve them because we're supposed to be acting like we're fully free, cheres, royal people. So they bring in front of the person who's running the Seder, or in front of all of the people at the Seder, the next part of the Seder, which is the Karpas. And Metabel b'chazeres, Metabel, we've explained previously in Rashbam, Rashi, and even Tosus all bring down over here that this is Kolomar Ochel HaChazeres Metibul. They used to do a lot of dipping. They had ketchup, mustard, other dips, salsa, all the time. They were constantly dipping. The Kutach HaBavli, the classic example of this Milchika dip that they had. In any event, so they would be Metabel HaChazeres. That means that they would eat the Chazeres. The Chazeres over here is the Karpas. Ad Shemagia LeParperes HaPas. And they ate this now until ultimately later on they were going to have the Maror. The Parperes HaPas is referring here to the Mora, which was after they would make the Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz. Of course, you have the Haggadah in between. We'll talk about that later on. Now, so they would dip this Chazeres, this Karpas, which are Yerokos. There's a Girus on the side that actually says that they would be Metabo Yerokos V'Chazeres, and that they would dip it into something, and they would eat it now. This was the Karpas. Then, Hevil in front of matzah, the chazeres, the charoses. Then they would bring out the matzah, and they would bring out maror again, the chazeres again, and charoses. Here they would bring out charoses. Ushnei tafshilin, and two cooked dishes. We'll see in a moment in the Gemara what was the purpose of these cooked dishes. But the Rashbam points out that you see here that they only bring out the charoses now, and therefore when they dip the Chazeres, the Karpas, the first time, it obviously wasn't being dipped into Charoses, it was being dipped into something else, salt water or vinegar. And the Rashbam also points out that it's only using Chazeres over here for that rare case where the person doesn't have any other vegetable, and he only has the Maror, so then he'll eat the Maror twice, and the Gemara will have a whole discussion about this. Again, Tosus explains that the Parperes is Kori the Maror, Sha'ochel Acher HaMatzah, or Parperes Klomar, it helps draw out the appetite. Tosus also points out, so Remez over here, that the matzah comes ahead of the maror. Then the Mishnah tells us, even though when they bring out the charoses, that technically we dip the maror into the charoses, we'll see later on that's to prevent a certain type of poison that's in the maror from hurting a person, this kappa as it's called, and the Gemara will discuss this in more detail. So this first opinion in the Mishnah says that the charoses itself isn't a mitzvah, and it's only brought, as the Gemara will explain, to nullify this poison that could be in the Mara. Rabbi Elazar, now the Girsa that we have is Ben Tzadok. On the side it says it should be the Girsa Rabbi Elazar B'Rabbi Tzadok. So he said as follows, Omer, no, it is a mitzvah. The charoses is in fact a mitzvah in and of itself. I'll have this discussion more in the Gemara. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, "Ube Mikdash ha'yimivin lefun of gufshol Pesach." In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, Meher Rimeinu should be rebuilt. The Mitzvah Hashem this year, we should be able to fulfill this din in the Mishnah that after this they would eat the guf of the Korban Pesach. It had to be eaten al hasova, so they would have the meal. If it was a non-Pesach on Shabbos, so they also had a Korban Chagiga, the Chagiga Shadalit, they would eat that, and then they would bring the Korban Pesach, and we fulfill the Mitzvah of Matzos Umoror Yochlu with the Korban Pesach. Tosus points out, why do you have to say again, Heviu lefan of matzah? We just said, they brought in front of you the chazeres, so that implies they bring a whole table out to you. So how come it tells you again, you have to Heviu lefan of matzah, the chazeres of charosis? Why do you have to go and bring the table out again? Why do they take it away? So Tosus, Dira Maschel, Heviu lefan of matzah, says, Lefisha akra shulchan. That's because they took away the table. From in front of the person who's saying the Haggadah, the Osa Seder, and then we do the Seder, which means, Heviu lefan of matzah. This is after the child says, hey, how come you took away the table? So Yishol Habein, there's many things that we do at the Seder to spur the interest of the children, so they should ask questions. So here, the children see that you're eating vegetables, which is very unusual beforehand, and then they see you take away the table. They haven't eaten anything yet. So the child will ask the Manish Tana, and will say, what's going on over here? And then the father will answer him. That's the Lechem Oni. Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. The bread. One of the explanations we had for this lechem oni, was that we say many things on it. We say the whole gada on it. Then the bottom Tosus says, how come when you're dipping the mora into the charosis, we don't say that the charosis nullifies the mora, and we should say that the charosis of rishus is mevato, the mora, the chazeres, the mitzvah. So Tosus gives the answer, kivan, the kol iko mora, lo niskan, rak betivul b'charosis, mishum kofa. The whole purpose over here is to get rid of this poison, this kofa, that's somehow inside the mora, that's a potential risk, so lo mikre bitul b'kach, that's not called bitul. The Runjberg brings down over here a different teretz. He says, the kivan, the tibul b'amahu, it's just dipping, venu achila, you're not really eating it. In fact, many people have the custom that they just dip, and then they wipe off the charosis. So ain't a mevatel, it's not going to be a bitul. And of course, this is obviously only according to the opinion that charosis is not in and of itself a mitzvah. According to Elazar of Tzadok, so then it's a mitzvah, so of course there's no problem of being mevatalit. Okay, we turn to Kufi Dalet Amud Beis and the start of the Gemara. Gemara tells us a statement from Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, based upon what we learned in the Mishnah, so meres, from the fact that we have to have the chazeres up front. If you don't have other yirakos, then you can have the maror up front at the beginning of the Seder as karpas, and then you can have the maror again, it says after the matzah, then you have the maror again, the parperes. So then, you see clearly, Reish Lakish says that mitzvos srichos kavona, that if you don't have intention to do the mitzvah, hinin muchen mezumen, that's why some people say the hinin muchen mezumen at the Seder, although one has to be very careful that one doesn't say it at the point where it'd be a hefsik in between the bracha that you're reciting and the cup of wine or the matzah or the maror or whatever it is that you're saying, hinini muchen umezumen, you have to make sure that it doesn't interrupt the bracha and the action that you're doing, the eating that you're doing. Now, Reish Lakish therefore says that it's a mitzvah, it must require kavana, intention, to go and do that mitzvah, because kivan de lo be'idan chiyuva de maror, since the first mora that you're eating in this situation where the person doesn't have two vegetables, so he only has the mora. So he says up front the mora as the karpas, and that's not the time to do the mitzvah of mora. That is after the matzah. So since the first mora that he's eating, kivan de lo be'idan chiyuva the mora, and therefore bebori pri adama alone, and not with al achilas maror, therefore it must be vidilma. Now this vidilma sounds like, well, maybe, but Tosus points out that vidilma over here is lav davka. And Tosus says, in Dibra Maskel Zoso Meres, and in the second wide line, he says, vidilma lav davka kolber. It doesn't mean maybe. It means vadai lo ichavein lamora. He certainly did not have kavana for the mora. So this vidilma lo ichavein lamora means he definitely had no intention when he's eating the kapra to be yotze the mitzvah of mora. And therefore, Hilkach, you see clearly, boil the heder latpule l'shei mara. He has to go and eat it again because he had no intention to be fulfilling the mitzvah of mara when he ate it as karpas. So therefore, he now, when he eats the mara after the matzah, now says, hinei muchem mezumen, now I intend to go and be yotzei the mitzvah of mara. Clearly, you see that you require kavana, because disa kodaitach mitzvah lo bai kavana, lomoloch, trei tibule, then why would he have to go and eat it again? He was already yotzei when he ate it as the karpas, even though he had no intention to fulfill the mitzvah of mara. If you're telling him the mitzvah is enes vichas kavana, so then he was yotzei whether he liked it or not. And therefore, there would be no need to go and eat the mara a second time. So therefore, the isa kodaitach mitzvah lo bai kavana lomoloch trei tibule. Why would he have to go and eat it a second time, dip it a second time? Because the first time he dips it into the salt water, and the second time he dips it into the charosis, right? Onu mabilim shtei pamin. So therefore, v'ha Tibo le chod zimna. He already ate it. So obviously, that first eating, he had no kavana to be yotze. Reish Lakish says, haraya, that mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Now, nobody ever argues that you should have kavana for a mitzvah. The only question that Reish Lakish is saying is that if you didn't have kavana, you're not yotze. So therefore, this is the proof that Reish Lakish brings that mitzvos tzrichos, they require kavana in order to fulfill them. So when you had no intention to fulfill the mitzvah mora, when you ate the mora as karpas, that's why you have to eat it again. Mora says, not necessarily so. Mimai, who says that you're right, Reish Lakish? Dilma, maybe. In fact, aloch is liola mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. We all agree you should have kavana. But the bottom line is, even if you didn't have kavana, you're yotze. As long as you did the action, you're yotze. Uduka Amris, and that which you said, Trey Tibule Lomali, why do you in fact need the second dipping? If mitzvos ain't tzrichas kavana, then you were yotze the mitzvah of Morah when you ate the karpas, because even though you didn't intend to, mitzvos ain't tzrichas kavana. So then, why do you need the two Tibule according to this opinion that mitzvos ain't tzrichas kavana? So one says, no. Ki hechi de lehevi hekeru latiko niktinokos, to make their children ask questions. That's the theme of the Seder. Excite the kids. Make sure that we pass on our Masorah. Make sure that the kids know about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many, many things are done at the Seder to excite the kids. And again, the Seder is such a beautiful opportunity for people to go and transmit our Holy Masorah. Gives me a chance to put in a plug here that I will be, Mitzvah Hashem, giving my annual Shia something to say at the Seder this coming Motzei Shabbos. I'm dictating this a couple of days before Shabbos. This daf is actually Monday's daf, so it may be too late for some of you to hear this if you're listening to this on the right day of the daf, but there are recordings that will be available. If anybody can't get this, you're always welcome to look online for it or email me. It will be on YU Torah as well, or email me at agladmd@gmail.com. But Mitzvah Hashem, it should be in schus of my father. His yard site is coming up on Yud Nisan, so I'll be talking a lot about various inyanim of the Seder and how important it is to make sure that we explain the Haggadah and say something interesting so that kids enjoy listening to the Seder, the Haggadah, and not just the meal part. In any event, so we ask over here, the second dipping, how come? So that the children should see that this is unusual, that you're dipping twice. Are you going to say v'chitema im kain, if this is the situation, so lishmainan shar yurakos, then we should bedavka use a different vegetable. So this will make it clear that you're not using the maror twice. And the idea is for the children and not to teach us anything about the din of mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. So why doesn't the Mishnah say use other yurakos? So Gemara says, because yashminan shar yurakos, if it had told us to use other yurakos for the karpas, which is of course what we do, unless you absolutely have no other vegetables, and then use the maror, a different vegetable, use the maror for later on. So yesh mina shar yirakos, then you know what I would have said, hava mina hecho deiko shar yirakos hu debaidon trei tibule. It's only if you have two vegetables that you have two times that we dip, one's for karpas and one for the maror. However, avo chazeres l'chud, if you have no other vegetables and all you have is the maror, the chazeres, lo bai trei tibule. Then I might have said, you know what, at the karpas, yotze both the karpas and the maror. Therefore, Kamash Lulan, that's why our Mishnah has to teach us. Even if you only have one vegetable, the Chazeres, Ba'inon Tre Tibule, Kihechi de Lehebe Behekeru Latinokos. So we do this for the children to ask, hey, how come you're dipping a second time? What's going on? So therefore, Reish Lakish, you have no raya that mitzvos tzrichos kavona. And furthermore, Va'od, guess what? Not only do you not have a raya that you're right, we have a beferish brisa that says that you're wrong, Reish Lakish. Tanya says in the brisa, Acholon demai. If a person were to go and eat the vegetables for the karpas, and it was demai. Demai means duma. What exactly is the status? We know that originally everybody gave trumas and maisers, but then there came a point in time that some of the aratzin said, "Hey, maiser rishon, that's 10%. That's a lot of produce. I'm not going to give that." Truma they took off because we have the famous rule, chita achas poteres sakri. You can technically be yotzei the mitzvah of truma by just taking off one kernel. So nobody's going to transgress an isser of miso bidei shamayim if all they have to do is take off one kernel. But 10%, that's, hey, business is business. So people are going to say, I'm not giving 10% to the levy. And therefore, there came a small percentage of the amaratzim that didn't get miser rishon. They didn't take off miser rishon. And therefore, all the amaratzim were lumped together that you have to go and redo the miser rishon when you purchase something from amaratzim. And that's called demai, because maybe it was taken off and maybe it wasn't. So midirabbanon, not allowed to eat that. However, a poor person is allowed to eat Dumai. And therefore, technically, Acholim Dumai, if you were to have eaten these vegetables from Dumai produce, you would be Yotze. Because you technically could make yourself an Ani by making everything Hefker, or your possessions would be Hefker, and then you'd be an Ani and be allowed to eat it. So therefore, even if you didn't do that, Acholim Dumai, you're Yotze. Likewise, and here's the proof against Reish Lakish, it says, Acholim below Miskaven. Yotza. If you ate it without any intention to fulfill the mitzvah of Mora, but you ate it, I'm eating this over here, I want to eat it. So you're eating because you're hungry, so you are Yotze because your bottom line is ate Mora. So therefore, this Brisa Beferish goes against what Reish Lakish says. Acholim below Miskaven Yotza. Kasha and Reish Lakish. We just finish off the Brisa. Acholim lechatzoin Yotza. Ubavach lo yisha ben achila lechaverta yosim ade achilas pras. That even if you didn't eat it all in one fell swoop, but you paused in between your eating it, as long as you ate it within the shear of what we call kedei achilas pras. Pras is a half, a portion, and the machlok is between Rashi and the Rambam as to how much there is in a full meal. It's either 6 or 8 eggs, so a pras is going to be either 3 or 4 eggs. It takes a certain amount of time to eat this. Mora talks elsewhere that it's talking about a certain type of grain, of bread that you're eating with a dip, we're eating in a sitting fashion. So there's a certain set shear for this. A big machlokas in the poskim, somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, according to different poskim. And therefore, as long as you ate this shear, even though you didn't eat it all in one fell swoop, you didn't take it in one bite. Kazayis is not a very large amount. You could have argued you have to put the entire kazayis in your mouth and then eat it. So even if you didn't do that, as long as you ate it within the shear of a kedei achilas pras, let's say 2 to 9 minutes, we roughly say about 4 or 5 minutes, so then you're yotze, even if you didn't eat it all at once. So therefore, kasha on Reish Lakish, acholim below miskaven yotze. Shemara says, Reish Lakish says, you're right, that tana, this price goes against me. But I also have a tana, tanoihi. I have a tana that holds like me, that says mitzvot srichos kavanos. What is that? The tanya. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afopi shetibel bechazeres, even though you use the chazeres, you use the mara up front as the karpas, mitzvah, use the lashon of mitzvah, lahavi lefanu chazeres becharosa shushtein shat shila. You still have to bring out later on, it's a mitzvah to bring out mara again and dip it in the charoses and have the shtei tavshilin. Mara says, but wait a second. Again, this isn't the proof, Reish Lakish, that you're right. This Tana might hold, like we said before, Vakate Mimai, who says that this Tana holds with Mrs. Shichas Kavana? Maybe this Tana holds, like we said before, Dilma Kesava Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi holds that Mrs. Ainat Shichas Kavana, and the only reason you bring out the second dipping behind the Be'inan Tre Tibu, like he hecha de tebe hekeru latinokos. This is to make the kids ask the questions. So therefore, who says that he proves from here that Mrs. Shichas Kavana? The same thing we said before, that our Mishnah is not approved. You can say that this rice is not approved. But the Gemara says, no. Reish Lakish would easily be able to fire back over here. No, it used the Lashon Mitzvah. Im Kain, my Mitzvah. The Rashbam explains it would never use the Lashon of Mitzvah. Klomar Mitzvah Lahavi Minatorah. That it's a Mitzvah to go bring this out Minatorah. Dakati Lokia Mitzvah Achilas Mara. You did not fulfill the Mitzvah of eating Mara by not having intention to eat the Mara. Ho, it will always be by the Karpas to eat the Mara. And Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana. So clearly, this brisa is in support. It's the opinion of Rav Yossi, who says mitzvah lohavi lefanam chazeres goes according to the opinion of Reish Lakish mitzvah srichas kavana. Now, the Rashbam did use a lashon over here of min haTorah. Now, the only time that it's a mitzvah to eat more min haTorah is only when you have the Korban Pesach. Today, we have a zecher to that. The Chacham said that there's a mitzvah derabbanan to eat more. Eating matzah on Pesach night is a mitzvah daraisa. But eating Mara on Pesach night until Mitzvah Shem Mashiach comes this year, when we'll fulfill the mitzvah mid the Araisa, so then the mitzvah today of Mara is only mid the Rabbanon. Without the Beis HaMikdash, it's only mid the Rabbanon. Now we finally get to the Mishnah that said you bring out the Shtei Tavshilin. The Braisa just said you bring out the Shtei Tavshilin. What are the Shtei Tavshilin? My Shtei Tavshilin. So Amar Rav Huna, it can be any two Tavshilin. As we'll see, it's going to be a Zecher to the Korban Pesach and to the Chagigas Yudalid. And therefore, anything can be a zecha for that. And it doesn't even have to be meat. As Tosu says, with kosher cage, name any basar. Certainly, if you want to bring out basar. But even if you don't bring out basar, you could even use, according to Rav Huna, silka, which are beets, cooked beets, the arosa, and usually translated as rice. We always have a machlokas, what is orez and dochen. So the simple understanding is that orez is rice. So therefore, you can even have a zecha to the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Chagiga, the Chagiga Shedalit, as the Rashbam explains, with silka and arosa. Therefore, since Rav Huna said this, I would even use cooked beets and rice. So Rav Havimahadir as Silka Virosa. He bid Dafka put at his Seder table the Silka and a Rosa. By Pesach, we have many, many beautiful Minhagim. Every family has their own beautiful Minhagim. It's a wonderful thing to continue the family's Minhagim. And that's exactly what Rav said. If my Rabbi Rav Huna said that you should use Silka and a Rosa, even though that's not the din, but that was his custom, so therefore that's what we use. Many people have many different customs, for example, what they use for karpas. Many people use a potato, but many people don't. They use various other types of celery or of different types of vegetables based upon what their family has had, which part of Europe they came from, and therefore these are all beautiful minhagim and should be continued. And as the Rashbam explains, Bishul Chibasul Laharos Halacha Kamoso, because of his love for his Rebbe, to show that his Rebbe is correct, that you don't need to use meat, you could even use silk of Arosa, Rava Bedavka did that. Amar Ravashi says, Shmami Nadar Rav Huna, you can see from what Rav Huna said, that less the Chayish Laha, the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. You see from Rav Huna's action that he used rice that nobody is concerned about the opinion that we learned early in the Masechta that Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri said. Tanya, we learned in a brisa that Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer Orez Min Dagenhu V'Chayavin Al Chimutzo Koris V'Adam Yotzi Bo Yedei Chovaso BePesach, that we have the opinion of Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri that rice is able to fulfill as one of the grains the mitzvah of eating matzah. And if it can fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, then you have to be concerned about it becoming chametz. And if, in fact, it became chametz and you ate it, you would be chayiv kares. And, therefore, you have to be not using cooked rice as your type of cooked dish over here because it could become chametz, according to Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. So, clearly, Rav Ashi says, you see from the actions of Rav Huna that he bedavka used rice. And this is the custom of the Sfardim, that they're not choshesh at all for this. They have rice. It's Ashkenazim. They have a minhag not to use rice on Pesach. But it's not because we pass on like Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. You clearly see, Rav Ashi says, from Rav Huna's specific uses of Silka and Arosa, from using the rice, that we don't hold like this Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. We do not say you can be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with rice. We do not say that if you have rice that you chayiv kares, if you were to eat cooked rice that was, quote, chametz, because rice can't become chametz according to the opinion of everybody but Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv kares for it, and you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach with rice. And Rav Huna clearly was not choshesh at all for the shita of Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Now the Gemara tells us other customs as to what they use for the Shnei Tavshilim. Chizki Omar, Chizki said, you can even use afilu dog ubeitza sha'olav. You can use a fish and an egg on the fish. The Rashbam explains, shayurigilin latiach hasadok bebeitzim. They would baste the fish with eggs. V'hain revusa, and the chiddush over here is, the af agav the domil tashlecha. It looks like it's just one dish. You're having some fried fish over here with some egg on top of it. Nevertheless, choshev shnei tavshilin. It does count as two tavshilin. Rav Yosef, my Rav Yosef's opinion was, Tzorech Shnei Mine Basar. He said, no, you can't use any cooked dish. That's not going to be a good zecha for the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, which were meat. So you should be dafka use two types of meat as this zecha. Echo zecha la Pesach, ve'echo zecha la Chagiga. And then again, this is the Chagiga's Yudalit, as the Rashbam points out. In Tosos, Dibra Masku, Shnei Mine Basar, he brings down Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, that you bedavka should have one of these pieces of meat that is tzli, should be roasted, zecha lePesach. Now, you don't eat that at the Seder. We have the custom, as we brought down previously, that we don't have roast at the Seder. And this, therefore, is not eaten. This is the typical shank bone that we put out, the zroa that we put out on the Seder plate. The second one, umavushal, that could be cooked, zecha lChagiga. Albeit, we did bring down an opinion earlier that the din of the Chagigas Yudalit is exactly like the din of the Korban Pesach, and that it should be roasted, but here we can use Mavusho Zechel Chagiga. However, Lo Nehira, Tosa says, the Kaimalon Kebentema, but he says, we follow the opinion of Bentema that we learned earlier, Dein Chagiga Necheles El Tzli. So, this is really wrong. We shouldn't say that it could be Mavusho, because we follow the opinion of Bentema that it has to have, the Korban Pesach should be roasted, and the Korban Chagiga also should be roasted, as we learned over there. So therefore, the opinion of Tosus is that it's incorrect to say that the zecher of one of them is tzli and the other one is mevushal. He says both of them should be tzli. And in fact, those of us that use an egg as the zecher lechagiga, which is a very common custom, so there's a minhag to go and roast the egg. You go and burn the egg a little bit, you roast it on fire to be yotze this idea of bentema, that the korban chagiga sidalit also had to be roasted. However, that's not the opinion of Tosos. Tosos therefore says, L'kach nira, the tavayu mevushalim. He says both of them technically be cooked, and you don't have to roast either of them. He says, That's the language of the tavshil. The tavshil is cooked, not roasted. But lemaisa, we follow the original part of this tosos, but not the end part of this tosos. And the minhag is to roast both the zroa, and if you're using for the second one, the zechel korban chagiga, the chagiga shedalit, so that is usually a roasted egg, hard-boiled egg that you take and then go and roast it. And Tosus then continues the next Tosus, Echod Echel Pesach Echel Chagiga. So he brings down this year, Kishachol Yudal Lios B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so then we previously learned that they didn't bring a Korban Chagiga Yudalid. And therefore, Tosus wants to suggest that this year you don't have a roasted egg. Ain't Tzarech Rak Bishul Echod. You don't have to have the egg out on the Seder plate this year, according to Tosus, because it's not Zecher LeKorban Chagigas Yudalit, because there was no Chagigas Yudalit this year when Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos. The Chagigas Yudalit ain't a doche as a Shabbos. However, Tosfos says, no, that's Lemaisa, not correct. Umiyu, he says, Omer, the Ri says, Mikom Bokom ain't L'Chalik. We don't make any distinction between this year and last year or next year. The Dome L'Chova, we have already accepted upon ourselves as if it was a Chova to have the egg on the Seder plate. The Hayinu Menichim Milaso Shneit Tavshilim. And if we didn't put out the egg on the Seder plate, that would be incorrect. And further, he says, V'gam Yesh Locho Shemul Yasu B'Shar Pesachim. Because you may then not do it next year. You say, oh, last year we didn't have any egg on the Seder plate. The people are going to say, nah, we never have egg on the Seder plate because of the Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos. There ain't shum chashash, but we don't have a chashash the other way, that if this year, let's say, unfortunately, the unlikely chance that Mashiach doesn't come this year, so we have an egg on the Seder plate, Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos. Now, next year, certainly, if Mashiach doesn't come this year, he's certainly going to come next year. So therefore, in that situation, you know what? People say, well, last year we made a Zecher LeKorban Chagiga, and even though it was Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, so this year we're going to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, so we'll also bring the Korban Chagiga. So that Tosa says we don't have to be concerned about, because you have reason in the Beis HaMikdash that are bringing these korbanos, and nobody's going to say, well, Ishtaka Rasinu Zecher LeChagiga B'Shabbos Hashtanami Nakriva B'Shabbos V'Akrava Mesora L'Zrizin. So we don't have to be concerned about that, because the Akrava is given over to the Zrizin in the Beis HaMikdash. And then Tosfos says beautifully, Ukishi Bane, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, who's going to be the leaders of Klai Yisrael? Moshe V'Aaron, they're going to return. So Yehimanu, they're going to be with us. The lake all in mitoy, and nobody's going to make the mistake over here. And therefore, you can put out the Shnei Tavshilin even in a situation where Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, we wouldn't have brought the Chagiga Yudalit. Nevertheless, even this year, we will still have the roasted egg on the Seder plate. Finally, the last opinion of what the Shnei Tavshilin are, Ravina. Ravina Amar, Afilu Grama Ubishula. Even if you have a bone, a grama is a bone, and the rotav, the gravy that it's cooked in, as the Rashbam explains, chatichas basa umorok shenisbash lebo, that also fulfills and counts as two dishes, similar to the egg on the fish. We said it counts two dishes, so too the rotav, the morok, the gravy, the soup around the meat, so that also counts. Now the Gemara says, pshita, it's very obvious and clear, hechodiko shayirokos, if you have different vegetables other than the maror. So you have a potato, you have your celery, whatever you're using for your karpas, and you have maror, you have the romaine lettuce. So hey, chadik, hashay yirokos. So where you have other yirokos, mevarach hashay yirokos, bore pri ha'adama v'ochil, that on the karpas, you just make the bracha bore pri ha'adama, and you have in mind that it's going to be motze, the maror that you're going to have later on. The seder, the haggadah, is not a hafsik, and therefore, you eat the karpas with just the bar pri adama. There's no special bracha on the karpas. And then later on, when you eat the mara, v'hadar mevarech al achilas mara, when you eat the chazeres later on, the achil, you make just the bracha of al achilas mara. So there's two separate brachas over here. The bar pri adama goes on the original karpas that you have, when you have the other yirokos, the shar yirokos, and then you have in mind that it's also going to be motzei the bracha rishon that you have to have before you eat marar. Not allowed to get hanor from this world without making a bracha. And then, later on, when you eat the marar, all you have to do is say the al achilas marar bracha. Now, Hecha de leka el chasa. If you only have chasa, he always uses the expression of chasa over here for the mara, even though the gemara earlier had said that there were other things you could be yosi mara with, but we prefer the first thing that was listed there was the chasa. So therefore, that's why the gemara over here always uses this as the preferred type of mara. But if you don't have anything other than the chasa, so then how do you make the brachas in that situation? So Amar Ravuna said mevarach meikara amara bari priyadama. So then you make when you're eating is the karpas, the mara is the karpas. You make the bari priyadama and you eat it. But you don't make alachilas mara, and then lubasov. When you have the mara in the right place after the matzah, then you make the bracha mavarach alei alachilas mara v'ochel. Then you eat the mara, but you're making the bar priyadama up front, just like you would on the potato on the celery. You make it on the karpas, the bar priyadama, and have in mind to be yotze the bracha rishon on the mara that you can eat later on after the matzah, and then you only make the bracha alachilas matzah. That's what Rav Huna said. That's how we conduct our seder in that fashion. We turn to Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. However, Maskev Lora Chissa disagrees. He says, La'acha Shemila Kreso Emenu, Chosem Avarach Alei. Hey, you just ate a ton of Mara as the Karpas. You just had Mara already. You filled up your stomach with Mara, although our minog is that we don't eat a Kazayis of the Karpas. The Rambam says you should eat a Kazayis, but the minog is that we don't eat a Kazayis of the karpas, because then there's a concern about your bracha achrona. So this idea of mile kreso doesn't literally mean that you're satiated and stuffed. It means that you ate mara, and now later on you're going to make the bracha alachilas mara. So Rav Chissa says that's not right, and therefore Elam Rav Chissa said meikar mevarach alei bar pi adama and the alachilas mara, and then the ochel. He says if you only have one vegetable, only have the chasa, you only have the mara. So then when you're eating the mara as karpas, even though you can eat it later on as separate after the matzah, as achilas mara, but you make both brachas up front, the bari pri adama certainly, but also the achilas mara on the karpas, and then later on, when you eat the karpas the second time, l'basof, achil achilas chasa, below bracha. Then you eat it as mara, but then you don't make a bracha on it. You're ready with yotzei, both brachas, bari pri adama and achilas mara. How do we follow? How do we paskin? So the surah of the Rav Huna, in the city of Surah, they followed Rav Huna. He followed the opinion of Rav Chisda. And how do we paskin? The Gemara says, we paskin like Rav Chisda, that if you're using the Mara up front, then you should make both the Bari Pri Adama and Alchilas Mara up front on the Karpas part of the Seder, and then eat without a bracha, without anything extra. When you eat the Mara after the matzah, you just eat it without making any bracha. Finally, the Gemara says, to get around this potential machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, Rav Acha, B'rei D'Rava, Mahadir Shar Yarkos, he bedavka made sure that he had a different vegetable there, so as not to get into this machlokas of Rav Chisda and Rav Huna as to what bracha he should make when, and therefore, Lafuki Nafshemi Pluksa, to get himself around from having a machlokas here, he bedavka looked for another vegetable. That's why we have for the karpas, your potato, your celery, whatever you have, your parsley. And later on, we have the chasa, we have the romaine lettuce, or the chrein, whatever you use for your maror. With that, we conclude today's shir.